From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. European Union leaders are meeting for a second day in Brussels on Britain's pending departure from the EU. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with the EU leaders for the first time Tuesday since British voters chose to quit the European Union, as Lisa Bryant reports for VOA.
The mood was somber in Brussels. This is likely the last EU summit for British Prime Minister David Cameron, who vowed to step down after Britons voted to exit the European Union last week. He said that despite sadness and regret, the meeting was constructive.
Britain should seek, and Europe should seek, the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU, close relations over trade, over cooperation, over security.
But EU leaders sent their own message to Britain, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport is reopened after Tuesday's suicide attack that killed 41 people and injured more than 200 others. It was 10 p.m. local time when two attackers with automatic weapons opened fire at a security checkpoint before blowing themselves up. A third bomber detonated outside. Passengers arriving in New York said they barely missed the attack.
I can't even fly anymore. I'm like so scared. So everybody in the flight the same way. I mean, it's just disbelief. I mean, we're so lucky we got away with it, it looks like.
Some media outlets are reporting that Turkey is blaming the Islamic State, but so far no one has claimed responsibility for this attack. This is VOA News. Russia and Turkey have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade after the two countries' presidents held their first phone conversation since Ankara downed a Russian plane last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin said during the 40-minute telephone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Moscow would start talks with Turkey on resuming trade and economic relations and lift restrictive measures on Russian tourists visiting the country. Putin and Erdogan agreed to face-to-face meetings in September on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. The U.S. House Republican-led investigation into the terror attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya 4 years ago that killed four Americans ended without new allegations on the actions of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, says it is time to move on. The U.S. Senate is blocking new funding to fight Zika virus. The action prompted a flurry of partisan finger-pointing in the chamber on Tuesday. Democrats banded together to defeat a $1.1 billion emergency funding bill put together by Republicans, objecting to offsets inserted into the legislation, including funding cuts to abortion provider Planned Parenthood. Democrats also said the money allocated too little money to battle Zika. One senator described it as a bill designed to fail. The United Nations says a record number of people worldwide are in need of humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has just released the 2016 mid-year global humanitarian overview, which says the situation is very worrisome. Archer reports the number of people worldwide in need of humanitarian assistance has soared to a record-breaking 130 million, nearly 44 million more than when the United Nations launched its annual multi-billion-dollar appeal in December. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its emissions rigging scandal that broke last September in the United States. A U.S. district judge in San Francisco will hold a hearing July 26 to decide whether to grant preliminary approval of the settlements. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates says the settlement does not end its case against the automobile maker. Toyota is recalling more than 3 million vehicles globally for faulty airbags and defective emissions control units. The Japanese automaker's latest recall of 2.5 million vehicles for emission control defects comes hours after it announced the recall of 1.5 million other vehicles for potentially dangerous airbags. Italy's Navy is raising the wreckage of a boat believed to have carried at least 700 African migrants when it sank last April in 2015. 28 people are believed to have survived. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.